It could take up to 6 months to vaccinate more than 300,000 children in Fiji after an outbreak of meningococcal C was declared 2 months ago. At least four children have died from the disease so far this year. The Minister of Health says officials have been working hard to procure the vaccines from overseas, but some question whether the outbreak could have been contained earlier, as Lauren Beldy reports.
The prevalence of meningococcal C in Fiji has been slowly increasing in the past few years, from under 10 cases 3 years ago to 48 last year. It had already affected 37 people this year by the time the government declared an outbreak, later announcing a mass vaccination campaign of all Fijians aged between 1 and 19 years old. The World Health Organization and UNICEF have been providing support for the government to tap into an international stockpile of vaccines set aside for emergencies.
So they've received the first batch of 124,830 doses, and they're making arrangements for the remaining vaccines to come in batches over the next few months so as not to overload the storage capacity because these need to be refrigerated quite carefully.
The WHO's Pacific Technical Support Officer, Dr. Wendy Snowden, says the campaign could take up to 6 months to complete.
So the first phase has started last week, and that's targeting the Central and Ras subdivision. And then the plan is that phase two and three would go to the other divisions, west, north and east. And the planning for that has already started. But because of the scale of this targeting 325,000 children and going across some fairly remote communities, that the expectation is that this could take up to 6 months to complete a high enough coverage across the whole country.
The campaign announcement followed reports that some pharmacies had raised the cost of the vaccine and that it was beyond the financial reach of many Fijians. In a press conference at the start of this month, Fiji Health Minister Rosie Akbar refuted suggestions in local media that there'd been a delay in procuring the vaccines and responding to the outbreak.
There was no delay in getting our vaccines, and we are on time. Since the rollout of the immunisation campaign is now planned to begin on 14th May 2018. In addition to this procurement process, supplies of MenC vaccine, it's very important to note, are limited on the world market, and it would have been extremely difficult and much costlier to procure this massive amount of vaccine by any other means.
But not everyone agrees.
I think it could have been quicker.
Dr. Robert Bowie is the head of the clinical research team at the National Centre for Immunisation Research and Surveillance in Sydney.
The problem is with being in the South Pacific, you're not front of the queue when it comes to supply of vaccine. And it's a shame that the outbreak wasn't responded to more quickly, but I'm glad they're responding to it now.
This week, Australia announced it was contributing to that response.
This has happened at Fiji's request. We have responded providing $1 million for the procurement of around 75,000 doses of the vaccine.
Australia's Minister for International Development and the Pacific, Concetta Fierravanti-Wells, says for the 300,000 or so Australian tourists that visit Fiji every year, the travel advice hasn't changed.
We assess that the risk to Australia and other Pacific countries is negligible, given that the outbreak remains quite localised and the Fijian authorities have managed to contain the disease in areas which are not frequented by tourists.
Meningococcal C has been on Australia's vaccine schedule since 2003, meaning children are regularly vaccinated against the disease. That's not the case in Fiji, but Dr. Bowie says that may change in the wake of this outbreak.
Look, I'm quite sure the Fijian authorities are looking closely at introducing the vaccine as a routine. For the moment, they've got an emergency response to deal with. Once they've got through that, then they can think about whether it should be a routine as well.